Well, there's two things going on. The most important is a substantial increase in state revenues driven by increases in sales taxes. The second is more political. The election is looming in 2014. So the combination of the two things give rise to this new budget by the governor.
Now, one of the most surprising things that's happened in recent weeks is the Governor Scott totally reversed his prior position on the Affordable Care Act and the expansion of Medicaid in Florida. Now, of course, this has to be approved by the state legislature, but if this does go forward and the legislature agrees with the governor on this expansion, what's it going to mean to Floridians?
Well, it means a substantial increase in health care spending that, at least for the first 3 years, is paid 100% by the federal government. This will cause healthcare spending in the state to rise by almost $10 billion. Over 900,000 new people will be enrolled in Medicaid. And so what we'll get is both a stimulus to the economy and better healthcare in the state.
Now, the governor has said he's going to go along with this for the first 3 years because 100% of it is funded by the federal government. What might happen at that point? That is where it could start costing Floridians money.
That's correct. After 3 years, the federal government will pay 90%, the state will pay 10%, and it would be a significant increase in spending, about $1.5 billion a year. So that's substantial. But I think there's no going back. I think once the state embarks on expanding Medicaid, I think it'll be very difficult to go back. But there's also something important that's happened structurally in Florida to Florida's Medicaid system. We have moved from a fee-for-service system to an HMO-type system where providers are paid to keep people healthy and are not paid for how many procedures they perform. And that may save a significant amount of money.
Now, the governor's proposed budget, Hank, also includes some significant cuts, including more than $500 million in elder care services. What kind of impact is that going to have?
Those are substantial cuts in the support that the state provides for elder care in nursing homes and other facilities.
Well, would some of that, though, be offset by the Medicaid expansion if that goes through?
It'll cover some, but those are real cuts, and there's substantial cuts in other parts of the budget as well.
Well, let's talk about some of those, because among them are $20 million in cuts to environmental spending. Where are those cuts specifically?
Well, those are cuts in different environmental programs, but at the same time, there's a $75 million increase in monies reserved for Everglades restoration. So the cuts to other parts of the environmental budget will be even more than the $20 million in total.
Would that be maybe land acquisition, things like that?
Well, there's some expansion in land acquisition as well. So it's all the other programs are really being cut if this budget is approved as proposed.
Now, there are also increases in spending for transportation. It seems as if that will be stimulative for the construction industry.
Very significant increases in transportation and very significant increases in health care. And both of those would be very stimulative to the state's economy.
Now, another aspect of the governor's proposed budget that really stands out is, unlike his previous budget proposals, there are very few proposals to cut taxes.
Yes, he's only proposed $171 million worth of tax cuts on sales taxes on machinery purchases. So, yes, this is an entirely different orientation. It's also interesting that other groups in the state are not proposing major tax cuts except for the Florida Association of Realtors. So here we have an environment, Tom, that's very different from what we've had in years past, where not only is the governor not proposing major tax cuts, almost nobody's proposing major tax cuts except for the Florida Association of Realtors.
What are they proposing?
They're proposing to exempt commercial leases from sales tax payments. That's worth about $1 billion a year. Very unlikely that it would pass.